Scared America's enemies will be.
Okay, look. Ever since Kaiser Khan and his mute Muslim wife viciously attacked me, people have been saying I, Donald Trump, have not sacrificed. Not true, not true. Believe me. Do you know how hard it is to find the right girls for a beauty pageant? Cleavage doesn't grow on trees, you know. I could have been out making money, but instead, I was helping those girls, mentoring them like a father, lover, boyfriend, boss, and I built structures, huge, beautiful structures with my name on them, but because of radical Islamic terrorism, POWs who get caught, reporters who look funny, Mexican judges and all that, you just don't hear how much I've sacrificed. Because the system is rigged. To prove how much I'm willing to sacrifice, I will sacrifice this adorable baby harp seal, who's probably worth a lot of money, for you right now. And for my ultimate sacrifice, I will shoot this old baggy elephant in the middle of Fifth Avenue. See, I know sacrifice, believe me. Best part is, that old elephant still endorses me. Oh, look at that healthy, fat, juicy baby, all marbled with fat.
Fucking fucked. God! Fucked. We're just gonna let this fucking happen? Huh? Fuck! Ah! We needed this! Fuck! I mean, what the fuck are we doing? I'm fucking panicking up here, guys. You know I'm fucking panicking, okay?
If the shoe was on the other foot, and he was the leader of Iran, or Syria, or China, Donald Trump would be the fiercest enemy America's ever seen. Now, Donald Trump loves America, and he would love to be president of the United States. But just for the sake of argument, what if we make the wrong choice in November, and some other smarter country makes him an offer? Wouldn't you be terrified? Donald and I often joke that if he were the Ayatollah of Iran, he'd have Israel wiped off the map by next week. He would begin bombing America shortly after that, because that's how decisive and strong Trump is. Trump's a builder. Every day all over America, he deals with pipes, grids, electric. So just by doing his job, he knows all the weaknesses in our infrastructure. He loved to use that know-how to defend us, but if we pass on him, why shouldn't he leverage his expertise elsewhere?
This is us like a man.
It's probably worth a lot of money for you right now. And for my ultimate sacrifice,
I'm gonna lose my fucking district. And none of you fucks are fucking helping. I did every fucking thing right. For what? Fuck! Fucking fuck! We are standing in a fucking stadium getting our asses laughed at. Fucking Obama! Fucking Obama is laughing at us. The fucking president!
I will shoot this old baggy elephant in the middle of Fifth Avenue.
And this is my horse, Ivan Drago. I want to address the rumors that Russia hacked into the Democrat email. That is just cray-cray. People say that I hacked the email to help win election for my best friend, Donald Trump. Oh, did I say my best friend? I meant to say Republican candidate, Donald Trump, whom I have never met. even at one of Rupert Murdoch's anonymous sex orgies in international waters.
Those parties, Rupert, are so much fun.
They are calling this whole situation worse than Watergate. I wanted to call it Vodkagate, but that name is not really catching on the way I would like. My friends are saying, you know, stop saying that, it's not funny, it makes you look foolish.
Those people are dead now. Of natural causes.
Natural causes like radiation poisoning or bullet to the face. Let's say you are not dieting right, you are not exercising right, you know, you're not taking care of yourself, and then someone come up in back of you with a piano wire and then choke the life out. Like, that is natural. Russia would never dream of meddling in American presidential race. Okay, sure. Donald Trump vows to dismantle NATO, an alliance built on containing Russian aggression. Yes, sure, Donald Trump's business interests rely heavily on investments from Russian oligarchs, to whom I am, what is the word, friendly. When I say friendly, I mean, like, you know, I battle them in Pokemon Go. Oh, I just got the Pikachu. So happy.
We're just gonna let this fucking happen?
WCOM, WCOMFM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. This is Dr. Furious in the house with DJ Kitty, Cousin Kitty. And I want to send out shouts to all the folks out there who might be listening on the West Coast, the Left Coast. We are happening to spotlight some of the craziness out here tonight. And show might get a little dark. That's okay. Just buckle up. And it might also be offensive to some members dangling, listening. For everyone else, you can check out Furious George at furiousg.blogspot.com or go to the awesomeness at wcomfm.org.
Fuck!
All right, so we're just going to keep doing what we do here. If you want to check in more about WCOMFM, you can listen here all the time. We got live non-commercial radio happening. And this show just happens to have some crazy beats as we follow the crazy Cabot into the late night. This is 103.5 WCOM. I'm furious!
When I'm feeling up, you always pick me down. When I'm alone, you got your friends around. I like it fast, you want to take it slow. Hey girl, I think you ought to know.
Me and you, we're not compatible. What was I thinking?
Ah, come here. What the fuck are you doing? You know, I'm gonna lose my fucking district.
Or the Kremlin Convention. Now that Agent Vladimir and his sidekick Trump-Tasha have allegedly stolen the secret emails, the world knows the DNC had it in for Bernie Sanders, which the world knew already, but still, Bernie is enraged and unhinged.
Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States. And enough with the lock her up, for crying out loud.
Alas, the Bernie Trump Putin cabal nearly derailed the unified crowning of Hillary's achievement, for this was not the email controversy Hillary was expecting. And so the DNC apologized to Bernie, warm speeches were spoken, and a democratic semblance of unity was achieved. History is made not with hope, change, and shining cities on hills, but with a hurry up and get it over with, dammit!
We'll be right back. Czechoslovakian immigrant. Ivana Trump.
Are you a princess?
Not hardly. Sir Donald has been working all the day at the casino.
Is the most elegant, sensational Trump castle in Atlantic City. She runs it.
Oh, yes. I...
Taj Mahal is still the ultimate dream, of course.
Yes, it is a building more beautiful than anything or anyone.
That is correct.
Yes, I know. He make me dress up as the Taj Mahal sometimes. It's very heavy. I broke my clavicle once.
Obviously, Ivana's jealous because she won't be buried in the Taj Mahal since she's not my third wife. But, you know, being entombed forever in Trump Castle, not so bad.
Best-selling book, The Art of the Deal. New Kid on the Block makes New York City his playground. And the Big Apple skyline, his toys. In the office, he was at his best. But by night, he was at his worst. If Donald Trump broke deals like he broke hearts, he'd be out of business. Witness The Art of Money.
I want you to slam that every square inch of Trump Tower in brass.
The Art of Persuasion.
I would hate to see your mother have an accent.
Scary.
The Art of Struggle.
I want that home!
The Art of Love.
Can somebody remove Ivana from the set because she's killing me?
The Art of Art.
I love your lens.
Thank you.
The Art of the Deal.
That is what you call The Art of the Deal.
9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain. Except where tonight's football game is being broadcast.
Political correctness! Fuck political correctness!
vote Donald Trump? Well, that's sort of a personal question.
I guess you could say I like to be dominated. Is that bad?
When I'm at work, I call all the shots. So when I come home and turn on the TV, I just want someone to yell at me. Talk to me like I'm stupid.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Ooh, yeah.
There are millions of us out there. We're really less of a voter base and more of a fetish community.
Trump is like a big, mean daddy to us. And we get off on that.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Humiliation.
Muslim is not a religion, partner, it's an ideology.
You don't come and talk about America when you're supporting Muslims.
Good luck to you.
Obama
can't.
Obama doesn't need
a vote. Go to the polls and vote for Donald Trump.
I swear on Tuesday, I will go to the polls and
vote for Donald Trump. Our president has divided this country.
Trump is like a big, mean daddy to us. And we get off on that.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Humiliation. Brass worship. Plan play. That's where you get off on a candidate refusing to denounce the KKK because he's worried he's going to lose the support of the dumb, racist piggies out there. Where are the piggies?
How stupid are the people of Iowa?
I like it when he puts me down, when he acts like he's doing me a favor by talking to me.
The World Golf Championship today, and I'm in Maine. I'm in Maine with you. I was wrong. And I said, oh, I'm going to hit them. I'm going to get them. Am I going to get them? I'm going to start talking about them like you never believe. I'm going to hit them. Now, obviously, I'm talking about with my verbal. I said, I'm going to get them. I'm going to let them have it. Maybe a tweet or maybe this or that, but I'm going to hit them hard. So,
I'm for Trump.
I'm going to hit them hard.
America great again.
And because I'm a bad little baby who needs his bottom spanked.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Oh, yeah, Daddy, how much worse?
Sometimes I like to get naked, crouch over a full-length mirror, and then wait for a little fart to come out and pretend it's Donald Trump's mouth yelling at me about immigrants. I shouldn't say that.
So on CNN this morning, I see, you know, in the bottom, Trump says he's going to hit speakers.
Slob.
The American dream is dead.
Ugh. Of course, I see a world where Donald Trump and I will take our shirts off.
and we ride on the horses together,
blinding endangered species with our ivory-colored, barrel-chested torsos. Yes!
Wouldn't you like to see the Donald ride you? Yes?
Donald and I have the same taste in Eastern Bloc trophy wives. We treat them like trophies. We keep the wives in the case, we engrave our names on them, and we polish them up before the company comes over. What?
Fucking thing right. For what? Fuck! Fucking fuck! We are standing in a fucking stadium getting our asses laughed at. Fucking Obama! Fucking Obama is laughing at us. The fucking president! Fuck! My fucking family's watching this. My fucking kids are watching me fucking fry up here, and I'm like, we're in it. We are at it. Do I mean, fuck, was Jeb that fucking bad? I mean, we're fucked for 1,000 years now because some fucking, dude, look at this fucking guy. He's fucked every one of us sideways, and we fucking watched. He conquered us, and we fucking sat there with our number two pencils in our dicks and took fucking notes. Fuck! Fuck! Fuck the fuck! Fucking... Just, fuck! Okay. I am pleased to introduce the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Centennial Spelling Bee.
He plays the harmonica. An interesting fun fact.
Is it? Is that a fun fact? Because let's take a look at Tim Kaine playing his harmonica and see exactly how fun it is. That is a performance that would make an insurance firm middle manager turn to his assistant and say, let's not do the talent show next year.
Has a right to defend themselves. Whenever someone comes out and attacks you directly, you have a right to say
they are so
what they said
dissolved.
Was wrong. He, in fact, did say that his son was a hero.
That's why we have to win, right?
That right off
that's
the bat.
That's why we have to win. And that is being ignored.
I'll tell you,
the press.
CNN
he,
is really
actually in the latest
blitz news.
It's
really a dishonest. I see the red lights. I know all the apps have put that light on. I see the red lights. That red light just went on so bad. He said, don't do anything. Don't do anything. Don't say anything bad about anybody. Don't talk. I told them the story yesterday. And then they put Trump to hit because at some point I said, I'm going to hit them. I'm going to hit them.
Everybody gets offended by the many of this stuff.
Order and preserve.
Everybody gets offended by the many of this stuff. When you grow up,
not a whole lot of women put t-shirts on and come out in public, and I thought, this is how I feel.
Exactly.
I feel he's the last chance we have to establish law and order and preserve the culture I grew up in.
So far we're doing well, though, right? Have I been a good passenger?
I ain't want to say
a woman like he never
It's come out now that the Khan family
I believe she is an absolutely evil woman who has no compulsion about lying, which is a proof of sociopathic tendencies.
I don't know about them. I believe she's a psychopath.
Okay.
And that's very dangerous for us. That's very dangerous.
There's a lot of people that, with Miss Hillary Clinton that end up dead when they need to testify or something.
Nobody suited.
No, not Hillary. That's why I don't like
Satan was going to be male.
What if North Korea calls tomorrow and offers him supreme leader for life? And what if Russia wants to entice him to make a whole new Soviet Union, twice as nuclear? Think what they could offer. The parades in Red Square, the monuments, the statues. And what do you give him? Some piss-poor little frolic in Cleveland fucking Ohio? What about this is befitting to the greatest leader the world will ever see? Only in my worst nightmares does my mind even allow me to speculate on what a Muslim Trump would be like.
Don't worry about that, baby. I love babies. No. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. What a baby. What a beautiful baby. Don't worry. The mom's running around like, don't worry about it, you know. It's young and beautiful and healthy, and that's what we want. Okay, we have the piggy bank. They have ripped us to shreds. Ripped us absolutely to shreds. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here. That's all right. Don't worry. I think she really believed me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay.
And then they put Trump to hit because at some point I said, I'm going to hit them, I'm going to hit them. I mean verbally, right?
When I walk into Hammond's...
Ivanka said that he was going to come out. She said he was really compassionate and generous, but then this angry groundhog came out, and he just vomited on everybody for an hour. But the Republicans appear to have a very clear plan for America. They've articulated it throughout the convention. One, jail your political opponent. Two, inject Rudy Giuliani with a speedball and Red Bull enema. And then... Three, spend the rest of the time scaring the holy bejesus out of everybody. But I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in gymnastics. With the Rio Olympics coming up, I'm enjoying the gymnastics portion of the program that's about to occur. That will be the contortions that many conservatives will now have to do to embrace Donald J. Trump. A man who clearly embodies all the things that they have for years said that they have hated about Barack Obama.
The inexperienced nominee to ever run for president.
One of the most divisive presidents in history.
Notoriously thin-skinned.
Straightforwardly authoritarian.
A raging narcissist who has no grip on reality.
A thin-skinned narcissist with no government experience. Yes, that sounds exactly like Barack Obama. So now the right-wing media is going to have to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, justifying this choice they've made. Can they make the turn? They already are. Let's trace their journey through the eyes of one of their most talented gymnasts. His name escapes me. Let's just refer to him as Lumpy. Hey, Lumpy. For instance, here's how Lumpy felt about Barack Obama's divisiveness.
This president is the most divisive president in history. Scare tactics, class warfare, racial rhetoric, divided along racial lines, rich versus poor, black versus white, old versus young.
Cats versus dogs! Batman versus Superman! I've been out of the business a while. I don't know what that is, actually. Well, if you don't like divisiveness, what about when Trump suggested Mexico is sending us their rapists? If you don't like divisive
rhetoric... Perhaps inarticulate, but he did say, you know, some people are good people. He didn't say all Mexicans.
Oh, no, you're right. At Cinco de Mayo, we had the Trump Tower Taco Bowl. And that's one of the healingest meals on the Trump Tower menu. I am not an expert on racial unity. But I do believe that some of our more vaunted historical leaders in that area did retweet white supremacists less than Trump. So I believe... I'm just saying. Then there was the Obama crony that Lumpy couldn't stand, his old friend Teleprompty.
He's an Obama. He can't read a sentence without a teleprompter. Okay. He sleeps with the darn thing.
Probably sleeps with the darn thing and then probably doesn't call it the next day because it didn't say so on the teleprompter. Lumpy, you're 180, please.
We've seen him now give a series of policy speeches using a teleprompter, staying on message, really well done for somebody who had never done it before.
You hate teleprompters! You're saying now teleprompters are for stupid people, and I thought Trump handled it pretty good. Okay, inexperience aside, divisiveness aside, the worst thing about Barack Obama is his elitism.
Barack Obama is anything but mainstream. Sitting in his million-dollar home, claiming to be for the people, we have to wonder how in touch he is with the average American.
Take a look at him ordering his burger with a very special condiment. Dijon mustard? I hope you enjoyed that fancy burger, Mr. President.
Yeah, you elitist. You probably eat that burger with your mouth instead of acting like a real American and having a Magnum fired up your ass like they serve them.
like they serve them at Arby's.
That's how they serve them, actually, at Arby's. They shoot them out of grass.
Meanwhile, here's how Lumpy feels about the guy who sits in a literal golden throne at the top of a golden tower with his name in gold letters at the top of it, eating pizza. How do you feel about that guy?
I thought one of the more exciting descriptions of your dad came from you. You once called him on my show a blue-collar billionaire.
That's not a thing.
I'm for Trump because he will make America great again.
And because I'm a bad widow baby who needs his bottom spanked.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Ooh, yeah, Daddy, how much worse?
Sometimes I like to get naked, crouch over a full-length mirror, and then wait for a little fart to come out and pretend it's Donald Trump's mouth yelling at me about immigrants.
People, I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it.
Headline: Trump threatens.
Fantastic. And I talked about the thing. He said, "Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Don't say anything bad about anybody. Don't talk." I told them the story yesterday. And then they put Trump to hit because at some point I said, "I'm going to hit them. I'm going to hit them hard." I mean verbally, right?
It is true. Trump does seem like the kind of guy you want to sit down and own a fleet of airplanes with. Look, all that stuff is actually superficial, and I'm sure it's easy for people without ethics or principles to embrace someone, who embodies everything that they said they hated about the previous president for the past 8 years. Because really, for a president, it's about what's inside. And that's where Lumpy and friends, that's where they really have found the president lacking.
Who sits in the pews of the Jeremiah GD America and America's chickens have come home to roost after 9/11? Is that a Christian church to you? He says he's a Christian. I'm a Christian. I wouldn't go to Reverend Wright's church.
Obama would. He's the type of Christian that's, you know, not Christian. Well, you know what, though? When the Pope said that Trump's talk about immigration was not Christian, surely that gave Lumpy pause.
Who is the Pope to say that Donald Trump's not a Christian? How can a Pope or anybody decide if somebody's a Christian in their heart?
Yeah! Who died and made that guy Pope?
Country apart. Now, Trump, of course, was introduced by his lovely daughter Ivanka, you know, Marilyn Munster. The one they let open the door so strangers don't see all the monsters at once. Yeah, Ivanka said her father has always been there for her, although sometimes she wishes he would sleep in his own bed. The media loves Ivanka. They say Ivanka, she is the sharpest, they say, of the Trump kids, which is like being the least crazy of the voices in Ben Carson's head. You know, the media, they're so stupid. They always say, if Trump has these great kids, how bad can he really be? First of all, they're not kids. Second of all, not great. Third of all, he didn't raise them. The ex-wives raised them. He had a... It's true. He had very little to do with them until after they graduated college. His kids are like his properties. He doesn't build them. He just puts his name on them.
after us, but we fucking sat there with our number two pencils in our dicks and took fucking notes. And we fucking watched.
Worth a lot of money for you right now, and for my ultimate sacrifice, I will shoot this old baggy elephant in the middle of Fifth Avenue. See, I know sacrifice, believe me. Best part is that old elephant still endorses me. Oh, look at that healthy, fat, juicy baby, all marbled with fat. Wait a minute, that's Trump steaks. Believe me, the best steaks you'll ever have. How about we use nuclear weapons?
I like it! What a baby! What a beautiful baby. Don't worry. Don't worry. The mom's running around like, don't worry.
How about we use nuclear weapons?
Got it, you know? It's young and beautiful and healthy, and that's what we want. Okay. We have the piggy bank. They have ripped us to shreds.
Okay, look.
Ripped us absolutely to shreds.
Actually, I was only kidding. The part is, that old elephant still endorses me.
That's all right.
Look at that healthy, fat, juicy baby, all marbled with fat. Wait a minute.
Don't worry. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. I like it. What a baby.
Still, that this party is not united. They are still, the Trump people, furious at Ted Cruz for what he did last night. I mean, they were holding a perfectly good convention. And then Ted Cruz had to go and ruin it by saying, vote your conscience. Yeah, the catfight started today. Chris Christie called Ted Cruz awful, selfish, and then Cruz's campaign manager said to Chris Christie, get this, I'm quoting here, turned over his political testicles to Donald Trump. First of all, ew. Second of all, do we really think that Chris Christie could find his testicles? I mean, come on.
For real, here's where we are. Either Lumpy and his friends are lying about being bothered by thin-skinned, authoritarian, less-than-Christian readers of Prompter being president, or they don't care, as long as it's their thin-skinned, Prompter, authoritarian, tyrant, narcissist. You just want that person to give you your country back because you feel that you're this country's rightful owners. One problem with that, this country isn't yours. You don't own it. It never was. There is no real America. You don't own it. You don't own patriotism. You don't own Christianity. You sure as hell don't own respect for the bravery and sacrifice of military, police, and firefighters. Trust me, I saw a lot of people. I saw a lot of people on the convention floor in Cleveland with their Blue Lives Matter rhetoric who either remained silent or actively fought against the 9/11 First Responders Bill reauthorization. I see you and I see you.
We're live.
Never been on a television show with stakes before. So I see you. You got a problem with those Americans fighting for their place at the table. You got a problem with them because you feel like the, what's Representative Steve King's word for it? Subgroups of Americans are being divisive. Well, if you have a problem with that, take it up with the founders. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Sorry, big up. Respect, Lin-Manuel. Those fighting to be included in the ideal of equality are not being divisive. Those fighting to keep those people out are. So Lumpy, you and your friends have embraced Donald Trump. Clearly, the C next to your names don't stand for constitutional or conservative, but convenient.
We are at it. Do I mean, fuck? Was Jeb that fucking bad? I mean, fuck! I mean, we're fucked for 1,000 years now because some fuck... Dude, look at this fucking guy. He's fucked every one of us sideways, and we fucking watched. He conquered us, and we fucking sat there with our number two pencils in our dicks and took fucking notes. Fuck! Fuck! Fuck the fuck! Fuck!
They're losers.
She's a slob.
The American dream is dead. Oh. Oh.
WCOM FM, LPFM, Chapo Carbros, Dr. Furious, and here with DJ Cousin Kenny. Chilling. It's getting into the late night, and we are just processing some of the craziness in the world, as we do to make sure that we make it through the crazy times. So, if you happen to be out there listening and you want to learn more about the Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com, or you can check out the beats and soundtracks and stuff through Furious, email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com. And, of course, you can always go to wcomfm.org because we are WCOM LPFM Chapel Carbro. So, we're going to go in a little bit more in the late night, doing the crazy stuff and making sure we... point the middle finger out there to the T-Rump, as we do here, and as we probably will continue to do, potentially making those of you in the audience offended. So if you happen to be so, now is the time to turn off if you haven't been offended thus far. We're going to keep going here. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. Call us up here at 919-929-9601, or just keep doing what you're doing. Just listening. We appreciate it. I'm furious. Oh, yeah, by the way, we started off this hour with some cool local music, and we're going to keep going into it with some Made of Oak stuff. So thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio.
We'll be right back.